Hello, hello, GWA Backstage. This is Shadow Obsidian, and I am here to do the Books Are Sexy questionnaire by CarolinaGirl79, mainly because reading is my addiction and books are my crack. So, speaking of crack, that was a very horrible voice crack, I apologize. So let's get right into it. Question one, what are you reading right now? I am currently in the middle of two books. I rarely ever do that. I usually just stick to one and go from there, but first one started to lose my interest, so I started another one, hoping the other one would pick up. That made no sense, but whatever. So at the moment, I am reading Bound in Darkness by Jacqueline Frank. It's the last of her four-book series called The Immortal Brothers, and that one got a little slow for me, so I put it aside and picked up The Dragon Champion by E.E. Knight. It is the first in a book series of six called The Age of Fire, which is awesome because it's told from the point of view of dragons, which is fucking sweet. But other than that, I try very, very hard to read only one book at a time because otherwise the world gets very convoluted and you forget which one is which and it all gets all tangled and yeah. So, those two. Question two. What is your favorite genre of books? I am a sucker for fantasy. Especially fantasy romance. I am a hopeless romantic at heart. I love romance books, but not a big fan of those tropey ones. And you can keep your teen paranormal romance, that can just go die in a ditch somewhere, cause fuck that shit. But I am very much in love with stories of magic, of mystical creatures, of all of that, and if there happens to be a love story, all the better, because fuck yeah. Who doesn't dream about fucking a magic-wielding elf? That got weird. Sorry. Question three. Do you use an e-reader? Tell us why. I do not. First off, because I can't afford them. Kindles and e-readers and stuff are very expensive. So, no. But also, I can't get as immersed in a screen as I can in a page. Even when I'm reading stuff online, like, stories and stuff, like Figment and AO3, I never get as drawn in as deeply on those as I do in actual honest to God books. And there's just, there's something magical about picking up a book, an actual book, and just cracking it open. It's wonderful because you know that, I don't know where I was going with that, but no, I don't use an e-reader. I love my hardcover and softcover and actual legit books. Question four, do you buy books or check them out from the library? Both. I don't like making an investment in a book unless I know I'm going to like it because books are hella expensive. And I am poor. Plus, I love libraries. Libraries are freaking magical portals. And picking up a book that is, it's not old, but it's worn, because so many people have picked it up and read it and loved it. And they say don't judge a book by its cover. But if you go to a library and a book's cover is old and worn looking and the spine is cracked and the pages are kind of frayed around the edges, you know it's a good book because it has been held and read by so many people. You know that it's a good book because if it wasn't, it wouldn't look like that. So, I do both. If I'm just getting into a series or an author, I will go to a library and see if I will enjoy their stuff. If it's an ongoing series that I'm already greatly enjoying, I'll buy it. And yeah, I keep meandering on. I'm so sorry. Question 5. Do you have a favorite bookstore? Be careful about giving away too many details of local places. What do you like about it? I am partial to Barnes & Noble's, but that sounds like a generic answer. That sounds like a cop-out. There is this one small place around here that I absolutely adore. It's called Second Look Books, and it is basically a Goodwill for books. You go in, well, not so much a Goodwill, maybe a Savers, because you go in and you can bring your books, and in exchange for your books, you get store credit, which gives you a discount on any of the books you buy. And this place, oh, this place, it is wall to wall to wall books. Every, from floor to ceiling, is covered in books, and there are shelves and shelves and shelves of books in every genre you can imagine. And it is so fucking cool, because it is my dream home. If I could live in a place that I can be surrounded by books like that, I would volunteer to work there. I would love to work there. Excuse me, taking a drink. But yeah, that place. Question 6. What is your favorite book? Oh god. I don't have one. I like a lot of books. I like a lot of books. I like, the Forgotten Realms books, the Dritzter Erden Chronicles. I like the Dragonlance books, not Dragon Age, although they do have books, but tangent. I like the Dark Side books by Tom Becker. I like any... No, that's the next question. Never mind, not gonna go there. I like the Bitterbend books. I like the Crow Thistle Chronicles. I like a lot of stuff. So, I have no real, true, honest-to-God desert island piece that I would always take with me, no matter what. But, yeah, I like a lot of books. So, pass on that one? Who is your favorite author? That is just as difficult. I will read pretty much anything by Hannah Howell. I will read just about anything from Jim Butcher, Jacqueline Frank, R.A. Salvatore. There's one other. He wrote an awesome series of books, and I cannot remember his name, and I feel horrible about it, but it was so cool. And that is completely obscure, and I'm sorry. But I also really like, I like Jim Davis, because Garfield is freaking hilarious, and Cecilia Dart Thornton. Anything by her is absolute magic. If you find any of her books, pick them up, read them, you will love them. She is all the yes. So that's it for authors, I think. Is there a book that has changed you in some way? Not really. I try very hard not to let the fantasy affect my reality too horribly much, although there have been some books that have fucked with my mind. Like, what was it called? It was either The Song of Razors or The Music of Razors. Oh my god, that book. I cannot even begin to describe it to you, but that book fucked me up. When I finished it, I sat for like 3 hours in my bed, just trying to wrap my head around it and comprehend the story I had just read, because it was that freaking fucked up and that freaking amazing, and oh, it was awesome. But as for altering my entire life? No, no, not really. So, yeah. Do you reread books over and over again? Fuck yes. If I love a book, I will keep it forever. I will read it at least twice a year, often more if I don't have anything else on my reading list, and they will get old and worn and I will have to replace them, and I don't care. I mean, one of my go-to favorites is called Cherish by Katherine Anderson. It is a romance novel. It was one of the very first actual honest-to-God romance novels I picked up in my teenage years, and it has always had a place on my bookshelf because I love it so much. I suppose that one could have fallen into my favorite books. Oh well. But I have read it easily upwards of 30 times since the day I picked it up. And I will be reading it many more times before I... whatever. But yeah, if I love a book, I will read it often and regularly, and it will be an adventure each and every time, because that's what books do. So, yes, I do reread a lot, a lot, a lot. What is the first book you remember reading? The first book I can recall reading by myself was, I can't remember the name, but it was a kid's book, obviously, and it was about a mama bear and a baby bear going shopping and having to put different things in the cart, like peas and cheese and a lot of other foods that the baby bear was like, no, I don't like these things. And then they get honey and like, mama, can I have honey? If you eat your peas and your cheese and all these other things, you can have honey. So baby bear ate his dinner and he did it without complaint, and he got his honey, and he was so happy. And yes, like I said, I can't remember what it's called, but that was the first book I read completely on my own, and I was so proud of the fact that I brought it to my school, and I read it in front of my class. So yeah, that one. What was your favorite book as a kid? Oh. Shit. I was big into the R.L. Stein books when I was younger, like Goosebumps and Fear Street, and I also had a few Christopher Pikes, although those were more on a psychological level that were a bit beyond me at that time. Excuse me, another drink. There was an anthology of weird short stories that I read that was called Clear as Mud. I can only remember one of the stories, and it's what the title was based off of. It was about a boy who found a strange bug, and he collected it, and it bit him, and it made his skin completely transparent. You could see everything inside of him, his organs, his bones, his blood vessels, all of it. And because of that, he ran away and hid in shame for years and years, and he kept this bug. And he cared for it, and every now and then he contemplated killing it, but he never did. Until one day, when he was an adult, he decided, you know what? This bug bit me, I'm gonna bite it. And he put it in his mouth, and it bit him again. And then he squished it, but it bit him again, and it reversed the process. So he was opaque again, he had skin again. And thus he left his isolation, and he realized that the world had changed since he had been gone, and now everyone was transparent, and he was the only one who was opaque. And that's the only story I remember from the anthology, but I read it so many times, and it was awesome. So that was one of my favorite books. There was another one called The Things Not Seen, about an invisible boy trying to make himself visible again when he was turned invisible from a phenomenon with the stars aligning and the moon and an electric blanket, which was interesting. And, yeah, I read a lot of books, so remembering all of them is difficult. Actually, there was another one. There was another one that I really, really liked. It was called, The Last Kiss It was an R.L. Stine book. It was a vampire romance, back before vampire romance was cool. And I really loved that one, because even then I was a hopeless romantic. So yeah, there's that one too. Where do you like to read? Anywhere and everywhere I can get comfortable enough. But, I usually read in my bed, leaning against the wall, feet dangling off the mattress. I read at my parents' house in their big, giant, overstuffed chair, which is awesome because I can just curl up and feel like a little kid again in this giant thing. I love reading in libraries because of the hushed expectation within the places, because everyone's there for some reason. Everyone there is doing something, but it is more or less silent. So there's activity, but it's muted, and it's always there at the back of your brain. It's like a sound that you can't hear, but you can feel. It's like that vibration against your skin, and I love reading in places like that. So, yeah. When do you like to read? Whenever and wherever I can get comfortable. I don't have a set reading time. If I feel like reading, I will read. Well, yeah. If I want to read, I'll read. I just have to make sure that I have a large enough window of time, because when I start, it's very difficult for me to stop. That's why I don't read before bed. I have a very bad habit of picking up a book with the intent of reading maybe one or two chapters before I go to sleep. Next thing I know, the sun is coming up, I've finished the book, and I realize I have to be somewhere in half an hour, and I'm like, oh, shit. But I finished the book, so winning. But yeah, I don't have a set time. I read when I want to read. Excuse me. What character do you most want to be like? Either Dritzta Erden from the Forgotten Realms series by R.A. Salvatore, because fuck yeah, rebel against his entire culture, frickin' master swordsman, goes on so many adventures, and he is goddamn pretty. Or Harry Dresden from The Dresden Files by Jim Butcher, because fucking magic. And very good at magic, because that would be awesome. Ooh, being Maggie would be awesome too, although she's also from The Dresden Files. She is Dresden's apprentice, quote unquote, and she's She's pretty awesome too. But yeah. One of those three, because they're awesome. What book would you like to be a part of? Ooh. A lot of the books I read aren't in nice places. But, I think it would be pretty cool to be a part of the Dark Side world by Tom Becker, because it takes place in London, and you learn that there is a secret London called Darkside, basically smack dab in the middle of the city, that is hidden in plain sight, where all the criminals and rejects and monsters live, and it was frickin' mayored by Jack the Ripper himself, and it's still overseen by the Ripper family, which is frickin' awesome. So I think that would be fun. I think that would be an interesting place to live. Is there a line or passage from a book that has stuck with you? If you can, read it for us. Nothing under copyright. Not so much verbatim phrases or anything like that, but the end of The Song of Razors, or The Music of Razors, it's one of those two. There was a scene where the main character, well, not so much the main character, there are too many main characters to call her the main character, but one of the characters, she has gained control over her own little piece of the world, and it basically said, in this place, she is infinite. And as much as that book fucked me up, it hit home, because you don't have to be master of the world. You just have to be master of your own little part of it. You don't have to rule everything. You just have to rule yourself. And it stuck with me. And I will probably never read that book again for fear for my sanity, but yeah, I like that part. What is your best/favorite way to find new books and authors? I basically just find my favorite shelves in the library and look for something new. I look for the worn and ragged spines. I look for eye-catching titles. Sometimes I'll use the catalog and look up things similar to such and such, and I will peruse, and basically it's a game of chance for me. If I think the book looks interesting, if the back cover has a summary that I can get behind, I will grab it. But basically I just look and see what catches my eye, because that's how I roll. Obligatory sexual questions. Awesome. If you could have sex with any character from a book, who would it be and why? There aren't many characters that I would want to fuck, I don't think. There's a lot of characters that I would like to poke with a stick. I mean, if you hear me say I want to poke someone with a stick, it's a term of interest. It's a term of I want to see how this character would react in such a situation. And most scenarios end with me either running like hell for my life or being killed right there on the spot, because I have a thing for psychos. But, if I could have sex with any character... Noah, from the book Noah by Jacqueline Frank, because he is a fire demon, he is almost 1,000 years old, and he is the king of his people. And that sounds like it would be a whole lot of fucking fun. Pun intended. Pun so very much intended. So yeah, him. Do you read romance/erotica? Do you have a favorite author or book? I do. I very much do. I love my romance novels. I am not ashamed to admit that. I read so many romance novels. My favorite authors are Hannah Howell, Jacqueline Frank, Nora Roberts, Katherine Anderson, Amanda Quick. That was her name. Amanda Quick. Iris Johansson. There are a few others, but I can't think of them. As for books, Cherish, like I said, Cherish is one of my go-tos. Basically anything by Hannah Hole or Jacqueline Frank or any of them, because, yeah. Plus, Hannah Hole writes, she is one of the few people, excuse me, who can accurately portray a Scottish accent in writing, and I love it. So, yes I do, and them. Have you ever masturbated while reading a book? Tell us about it. Yes, I have. It's not because of anything in the book, sometimes you get hit with that urge, and you have to do something about it. So, I would try to continue reading as long as I can. I would not masturbate normally while reading, because getting out my vibrator and doing all that stuff is incredibly tedious when you're at a good part in a book. So I would cross my legs and stretch them out and start rocking my hips, and that puts pressure on certain places and it feels really good. Plus it gives me a bit of a workout. But I would read for as long as I could, but once I once I felt the need to go harder and faster, I would set the book aside and just finish up. It was very perfunctory, very to the point, because I wanted to get back to my book. It still felt really damn good, but it was more of a nuisance than anything. So, yes, I have. And that is the end of it. So This has been the Books Are Sexy questionnaire by CarolinaGirl79. Thank you so much for posting this, and I hope that you guys enjoy listening to this. Forgive my rambling, forgive my stuttering, and I really hope you like it. Bye, guys!